朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
看加拉太书四章十六节。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 4.
你看保罗在这里告诉我们一件什么事情。
Paul told us another matter here.
他在这里见证他自己的经历。
He here testified his own experience.
四章十六节怎么说呢？
Chapter 4:16.
他说，如今我将真理告诉你们，就成了你们的仇敌吗？
He said here, Have I now become your enemy by telling you the truth?
我告诉真理给你们，你们用敌对的态度对我。
I told you the truth, and then you responded with an attitude of an enemy.
难道你们不知道我讲真理是为你们好吗？
Do you not therefore understand that I tell the truth for your benefit?
但你知道加拉太教会的弟兄姊妹不知道。
And you know that the Galatians did not understand.
保罗有没有讲真理？我们有理由相信他一定是讲真理。
Did Paul tell the truth? And we have reason to believe that Paul did tell the truth.
但是他讲真理所得到的是什么呢？是敌对的一个面貌。
But that the result of his telling the truth is a defensive attitude.
请各位再看哥林多后书十二章。
Let's look at the 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们看见他用爱。
We see here that he used love.
他用爱来对付哥来这个对哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹。
He used love to deal with the church of Corinthians.
我刚才这个很快讲漏了嘴了，用爱来对付，这个爱不能拿来对付人。
In a hurry, I said that you use love to deal with an individual. I don't think you can really use love to deal with an individual.
那么我刚才讲这漏嘴的话，很可能今天在教会里面成为一个现象。
And my slip of my tongues may be a phenomenon in the church.
用爱来对付人。
Use love to deal with it.
那么十二章十五节保罗怎么说呢？
Corinthians 2:12-15.
他说，我也甘心乐意为你们的灵魂费财费力啊，真是爱了。你看我又出钱又出力，还不够爱吗？他说，难道我越发爱你们，就越发少得你们的爱吗？
So I will very gladly spend for you everything I have and expend myself as well. If I love you more, will you love me less?
弟兄姊妹，让我们学习讲真理而不撇开爱来讲真理。
Please be reminded that it's important to tell the truth and not neglecting love.
这件事情跟你我属灵的长进有直接的关系。
The scripture has close relationship to our own spiritual
life. 感谢主，在耶稣基督里面，这两样东西都有。
Thanks God that in Jesus Christ, both two are perfected.
道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典，有真理。
The word come to the flesh and indeed dwelt among us with abundance of grace.
下个礼拜是我们教会十五周年。
Next Sunday is the 15th anniversary of this church.
求主把这两样东西赏赐给我们。
May the Lord bless us with these two elements.
让我们教会走在绝对的道路上面。
May the Lord bless us so that the church can pursue an absolute path.
让这个教会走在爱的里面。
So that this church can also pursue a path of love.
请你们为我们传道人祷告。
Please pray for the co-workers and pastors.
让我们这些传道人在主的面前首先能够活出这样的见证。我知道这不容易。
So that the minister can live out those two aspects, which are not easy.
弟兄姊妹，不要忽略了。保罗在这里说，用爱心说真理的爱是 agape 这个爱，不是等而下之的爱。
Please be reminded that when Paul said that to tell the truth in love, it referred to agape.
我们知道这个 agape 的爱是最高属于神的那一种爱。
The love of agape is the supreme belonging to God's love.
不是讲条件的爱。
This is a love.Unconditional.
只有 agape 的爱是你恨我我还爱你，不讲条件还爱你的那种爱，是真正神的爱。
The agape love is an unconditional love and a love without return.
以弗所书四章十五节告诉我们说，用爱心说诚实话。
And Ephesians told us that you have to tell the truth in love.
用爱心说真理的话。
To tell the truth statement. yet in love.
请我们看四章二十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 4:25.
以弗所书四章二十五节，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话。
Ephesians 4:25. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body.
二十节到二十四节，保罗讲到什么叫做新人。
This particular portion of the scripture referring to what is a new person.
二十节到二十四节，保罗把新人的这个现象，告诉这个教会的弟兄姊妹。
20 to 24, Paul referring to what are some of the aspects of this new individual.
我们做基督徒就是做一个新人。
We as Christians are being a new person.
二十五节到三十二节是新人要对付的一些罪。
And later part of the scripture dealt with what are some of the problems and sins and new individuals has to deal with.
请注意，保罗这里非常直截了当告诉我们，一个新人第一个要对付的是谎言。
The first thing that Paul said that a new individual has to deal with is lies.
第二个要对付的是怒气，发脾气。
Second thing is anger.
我们今天发现许多新人还会发脾气。
Today, a lot of newborn persons can still be angry.
保罗说这是不合适的事情。
Paul said that they are not appropriate.
保罗说我知道我们都有软弱。
Paul said that we all have weakness.
但是你要对付你的脾气。
But you have to deal with your temper.
不要轻易的发怒。
So that you will not be angry with ease.
而且不要发怒到日落。
So that you will not be angry until the sunset.
你看讲真理有爱心，对不对？
Therefore, telling the truth with love.
真理是不可以发脾气。
The truth is that you should not be angry.
爱心说，你可以到日落以前发一点脾气，但是不要一天到晚一直发下去。
The love aspect is that maybe you can be angry, but by the time sun is setting, you should finish that.
非常令人吃惊的一件事情，他说第三个罪要对付的是偷窃。第三个要对付的是偷窃 ，stealing.
The third aspect is stealing.
保罗说不要偷。
Paul said that do not steal.
今天我们没有时间讲这 五方面，不过我就提出来让弟兄姊妹可以思想。第四个，不要讲污秽的话。
The fourth way should not
filthy word.
Use filthy words.
不要讲一些肮脏的话。
Do not speak filthy words.
基督徒会讲肮脏的话吗？
Can a Christian speak filthy words?
新人会讲肮脏的话吗？
Can this be done in a newborn person?
保罗说不合适，不要讲这些话。
Paul said that they are not appropriate and should not be done.
第五个要对付的是什么呢？
The fifth thing that has to be dealt with.
他接着再讲到脾气这一方面。
He again referring to a matter of the temper.
那么我们今天不提这五点，我们看第一个，他说不要讲谎言。
We are not going to pay all our attention this morning to all those three aspects, but let's turn our attention to the first one, the lies.
两个多礼拜以前，我们比利亚这个国语的团契有一个退休会。
Two weeks ago, there was a retreat of the young professional group.
那么讲到一个很实际的问题。
And they're talking about a very realistic topic.
我们的主题是说，基督徒今天在这个竞争很激烈的社会里面，怎么样求发展？
The topic deal with how do we position ourselves in this competitive secular world?
怎么样在这个竞争很激烈的社会里面，不只是怎么样求发展，怎么样求生存？
Not only do we deal with how to progress, but how to survive in this competitive world.
这是两件事情。
Those are two aspects.
发展是这个。大展宏图和发展赚大钱。
Progress is our plan of the future, how to gain and grow.
这个怎么样能够这个生存，就是说我能够继续下去，起码让我苟延残喘。
And yet to survive means to maintain our position so that we can keep on going.
当讲到怎么能够生存的时候，有一个前提。
When we talk about how to survive, we deal with an assumption here.
这个世界是个谎言的世界。
This world is a world of lies.
几乎一般人得到这样一个结论：如果你不在社会上说谎，你活不下去。
It seems that we have an inescapable conclusion that unless you use lies, otherwise you cannot survive in this secular world.
师母跟我们刚结婚的时候。
When the Pastor Lee just get married,
我们就租了一个房子。
We rented a apartment.
后来生了老大。
And then we have our first son.
我们希望住的离家更近一点。
We want to move our house closer.
后来找到一个非常理想的地方。
And then we find a really ideal place.
房租也不贵。
The rent was not expensive.
离我父母亲的家只有三条巷子。
There was only about three blocks from where my parents lived.
所以我们就跟这位张先生就要写合约，我们要租这个房子。
Therefore, we are about to write a contract with the landlord to rent that apartment.
我们就写一个月多少钱。
And we write down how much we're supposed to pay in a month.
在签字之前，他突然想到一件事情。
But before we put our signature, the landlord thought of one thing.
说李先生有一件事情想跟你商量。
He said that Mr. Lee, one thing I want to talk with you.
他说，大概不会发生，但是如果发生的话，我们要合作。
He said that I don't think it will happen, but if it does, then I think we have to cooperate.
说税捐局的人有的时候会来查这个房子的这个情形。
Because sometimes the Internal Revenue Department come and investigate on the apartments.
我把这个房子很便宜租给你。
I rented this apartment cheaply to you.
因为我很喜欢你，你看讲那么肉麻的话。
Because I like you very much.
那么替我戴高帽子。
And he obviously want to make me feel good.
因为我喜欢这样的房客。
Because I like that kind of tenant.
我舍不得没有这样的房客。
I cannot let a good tenant like you go.
所以我就降低这个房价。
Therefore, I decrease the rent.
但是当人家来问你的时候
，When you were asked,
很简单，请你告诉他。
Very simply, please tell them,
是亲戚的房子。
I'm a relative to the landlord.
那么我们不收房租的。
Therefore, I don't have to pay rent.
所以我就不需要付税。
In this manner, that he do not have to pay the tax.
怎么办？
What would we do?
你要生存。
If you have to survive,
但人家要你撒谎。
Yet you are required to tell lies.
老实告诉你们，我非常喜欢那个房子。
Truthfully, I like that apartment very much.
离我父母亲近，父母亲家近。
And it was very close to where my parents lived.
离我岳父母家也近。
And also close by my in-laws.
离我教会的家，离我教会更近。
And it was also close to the church.
所以我真是想要那个房子。
And I like that apartment very much.
但是如果我要的话，要遵守这个条件。
But if I take that apartment, I have to follow his instructions.
弟兄姊妹怎么办
？Brothers and sisters, what should I do?
我告诉这位张先生。
I told this landlord.
我说张先生，我说我是一个基督徒。
Mr. John, I'm a Christian.
不瞒你说，我不只是基督徒啊，我是传道人。
Not only am I a Christian, I'm also a minister.
这个谎撒不来。
I cannot tell a lie like that.
他说，那你就不能住了。
And then he said that if not, then you cannot take this apartment.
便宜。
It's very inexpensive.
离你父母家家很近哎。
Very close to your parents.
我看看师母。
I look at Mrs. Lee.
感谢主，她的脸非常坚定。
Thanks, Lord, that she has a very stern face.
如果她不在，大概我就失败了，我不知道。
I may have failed if she was not there.
这个妻子实在是很有帮助啊。
Wife is always a good help.
我说对不起，不行。
And I said, I'm sorry, we cannot do that.
我说我可以祷告。
I said that I can pray.
祷告她不来查。
So that the IRS would not come.
我说这个险不能冒，不能冒。
But I don't think that I should take that risk.
他说这个事情说不定他来了，如果你祷告，如果他来，你还是要说实话，那我惨了。他说我惨。
The landlord said that even if you pray, if the IRS people come, I'll be in trouble.
他拍拍我的肩膀。
And then he pat my back.
他说，李先生，你什么时候毕业
？He said.That Mr. Lee, when will you be graduated?
我告诉他我什么大学毕业。
And I told him when I graduated from.
说你毕业了多久
？And how long have you been graduated?
啊，我告诉他毕业多久
？And I say so many years.
他说怪不得。
He said that now I understand.
你刚刚出校门嘛
？You just step out of school.
他说我告诉你，五年以后你跟我一样样，跟我一样样。他说五年以后跟他一样样。
Five years from now you'll be just like me.
他说我燕京大学毕业的时候跟你一样，理想在这里。
He said that when I graduated from the university, I was just like you. My idea was high.
感谢主，他说了这句话以后。
Praise the Lord. After he said that,
主给我智慧。
God give me wisdom.
说真理要用爱来配。
He reminded me that truth has to be complemented by love.
弟兄姊妹，说实话，神会用智慧来给你配的。
Thanks the Lord that when we tell the truth, God complements that with love.
对不起，我再说一遍哈，说真理主要用爱来跟你配。
Let me repeat. When you tell the truth, God will complement it with love.
主要你说实话，他会用智慧来跟你配。
And if you tell the truth, God will complement it with wisdom.
我当时怎么说呢
？What did I say?
哎呀，我说张先生，你刚毕业的时候跟我一样有这个理想。
And I said, Mr. Chen, when you first graduated, you have ideals as high as I am now.
那么五年以后我会变，这是你说的。
But you said that 5 years from now I will change.
你起码给我过五年有原则的生活，好不好？
But at least you should give me 5 years of life of discipline.
我五年变的时候，那个时候我再跟你妥协。
And after 5 years, if I'm going to compromise, I will do it then.
现在让我守住我信仰的原则。
But now let me adhere to the principles of my faith.
你们这些传道人，说不过你们这些传道人。
And he said that you ministers always have good speech.
祷告，祷告，好好祷告，希望他不来。
Please pray.
有一次我看到一句萧伯纳所说的话。
Once I read a statement by Bernard Shaw.
我们知道他是出名的幽默大师。
We know that he's a famous humorist.
他说了一句使我心里面常常警惕的话。
He made a statement that always reminded me.
人家问他 你说笑话是怎么说的，你的幽默感是怎么来的。
Some people ask Shaw, how do you get this jokes and humors?
他说我说笑话最好的方法。
He said that the best way of me to tell joke
就是说真话。
Is to tell the truth.
他说真话是世界上最好的笑话。
He said that the best truth.
No. The best joke. Truth is the best joke in the world. 真话是世界上最好的笑话。弟兄姊妹，好好思想一下这句话。
Let's thought about this statement for a while.
我有一次在讲台上提到范大林弟兄的见证。
Once I talk about this, the testimonies of Brother Fan.
因为他守原则。
Because he adhered to principles.
人家出差乱报旅费，他出差实报实销。
When other people go out for official duties, they report of expenses that did not occur, but he always reported the truth.
当一个团体有一个人很诚实的时候，就会成为大家攻击的对象，对不对？
When there's a truthful individual in the group, he can always become a target of attack in that particular group.
这个见证告诉我们说，因为他这样守原则，所以被人称他为一个笨蛋，一个傻瓜。
And he was regarded as a fool in his group.
而且很出名。
And become famous.
大家都知道铁路局有一个傻瓜叫范大林。
And everybody know about this Mr. Fan in the Department of Transportation.
那个时候，台湾交通部长沈部长正好要找一个部长的秘书。
That was the time that the Minister of Department of Transportation was looking for a secretary.
他说我要找一个大学刚出来的。
He said that I would like to hire a recent graduate.
理想很高的傻瓜。
A fool with a high idea of
self. 他们说这个人很好找，因为我们知道，就叫范大林。
And everyone said that you don't have to look further. Mr. John, Fan is your candidate.
从铁路局不知道跳几级跳，一直跳到部长的办公室做他的秘书。
And he was elevated to the secretary of the Department of Transportation.
听说部长收了他以后有一点后悔。
It was said that the minister was regretted subsequently.
因为部长常常告诉他说，如果什么人打电话来告诉找我的时候，告诉他不在啊。
Because he was always instructed by the minister to answer telephone call that the minister is not in the office.
范大林说你自己告诉他我不在。
But then this Mr. Yan always referring to the secretary that you better tell him yourself.
说我自己不能撒谎。
Because I cannot tell lies.
感谢主，沈部长非常重用他。
Thanks the Lord that God used him mightily.
很多人听我做完这个见证。
A lot of people have heard my story.
就问我
and ask me,
李牧师
Reverend Lee,
在所有的基督徒当中
among many Christians,
有几个范大林
how many of them are Mr. Fang.
有几个这样守住原则而升官而没有吃亏的？
How many of them get promoted because they adhere to principles?
有一个人卖布的。
A certain individual sells clothing.
他是个基督徒。
He was a Christian.
有一个女的来买布。
A female customer come to buy clothing.
你把最好的布拿来给我看，我要买最好的。
Give me the best clothing you have.
他把最好的拿给他看。
So he showed her the best he has.
那个人说我还要更好的，这个我不满意，我要更好的。
But then she said that this is not good enough. I want the best.
他回去找老板。
So he went back and talked to the boss.
老板有一个人坚决要买最好的布。
I have a customer here that insists that she want the best.
我觉得这是我们店里面最好的。
I consider this the best we have in the shop.
他说还要更好的，有没有更好的
？But then she demand the best even more.
那老板说笨蛋。
The boss told him otherwise.
你再把这个布拿出去
，You take the same clothing out.
你同样这块布拿出去，告诉他这是比刚才更好的一个料子。
You tell her that this is even better than the one show her before.
顾客的心理你都不懂吗？
You have to understand the psychology.
他要最好，你就把最好的一直拿出来给他，甚至你把同样一块布拿给他看。
If they demand the best, you just bring them out and say that they are the best, even though if they were not.
他是基督徒。
But he was a Christian.
他说：“老板，我不能这样做。”
He said that, boss, I cannot do that.
你若不能这样做，长话短说，炒鱿鱼，请你走路。
And the boss said, if you cannot do that, you'll be fired.
是卖布的例子多呢？还是范大林的例子多呢？我想答案不需要我讲。
Are the examples more in the latter example or the first one? I think it's obvious.
我最后把我自己整理思想出来的答案给各位做参考。
I would like to give you some of the answers of my collected thoughts.
是的，很多时候基督徒会吃亏。
Yes, many a times the Christians will be.Having disadvantage.
也许基督徒在这方面多吃一点亏，我们的见证会比现在更有力量。
It may be that our testimony will be more powerful if we are willing to take more disadvantage.
如果今天基督徒能够更学会守原则，我相信今天社会是受教会的影响，教会不是受社会的影响。
The church today may influence the society more rather than vice versa.If we learn how to adhere to our principles,
三件事情
，three aspects.
弟兄姊妹，我们的价值观，我们的价值不是建立在现在。
Firstly, brother and sister, is our system of value which should not establish on this earth.
你现在得到一点小便宜，得到一点小好处。
Today you may have some small advantages.
神是轻慢不得的。
Yet.God cannot be taken for granted.
保罗在罗马书第八章告诉我们说
，Paul in the eighth chapter of the book of Romans.
他说：“我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，现在的苦楚就不足介意了。”这是基督教的价值观。
Paul said that I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. And this is the system of value of Christians should have.
第二
，Secondly.
我们的价值不是建立在物质的得失上面。
Our value should not be based upon the gain and loss of material goods.
物质的东西是相对的，物质的东西是可有可无的。
Material goods can be gained or lost.
但是今天我们灵里面灵性上面的需要是物质以外很重要的一个因素。
And yet our spiritual need.It's important, and they are beyond our spiritual material.
第三
，Thirdly,
既然爱心可以平衡真理，我刚才说了，诚实可以平衡这个实话。
And thirdly, we have to understand the balance between the truth and love.
不是，智慧可以平衡实话。
Wisdom can balance this principle of truth.
求主在这方面帮助我。
May the Lord help us in this aspect.
让我们用爱心说真理
，so that we can tell the truth with love.
让我们在主的面前常常学习说实话
，so that we can constantly learn how to tell the truth.
第三种话我提出来，弟兄姊妹有机会这个礼拜去思想，是在第四章二十九节。
chapter 4:29, and I hope you have time to study this further.
说造就人的好话
，to speak constructive words to others.
下一次我解释。
I will explain this further next time.
第四种话是在第五章第四节说感谢的话。
The next speech that we have to learn is the speech of thanksgiving.
第五种是十九节第五章用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，我们要说赞美的话。
The fifth kind of speech is the words of praise as recorded in verses 19.
第六种话是在第六章十九节。讲明福音的奥秘，要讲福音奥秘的话。
The sixth speech is the speech concerning the wisdom of the gospel, as recorded in the 19th verse of the chapter.
当我们要讲话的时候
，as we are about to speak,
最后我给各位四件事情，常常可以反省，可以自己在神的面前检讨。
I would like to give you four items to reflect upon.
第一个是动机。
Firstly.Motivation.
弟兄姊妹，当你讲一句话以前，你要问自己，我为什么讲这句话？
Before you speak, you have to ask yourself, what is your motivation to speak that?
第二是时机。
Secondly, the truth.
我什么时候讲这句话比较合宜？
The timing. What time should I utter that statement?
第三，内容。
Thirdly, the content.
我要讲一些什么样的话，用什么样的字眼？
What is the content of our speech and what words should I pick?
第四，态度。
Firstly, the attitude.
我要怎么样讲这样的话
？How should I express the statement?
动机
，motivation.
时机
，timing.
内容
，content.
态度
，attitude.
弟兄姊妹，让我们一同在这几方面学习。
Brothers and sisters, may we all learn in this process.
让我们学会讲话
，so that we learn the technique of speech.
朋友，你收听的是。福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。